You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, but also what it means and, most importantly, why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
A lot we're going to discuss today, dealing with various regions of the world. And why we're going to each one of them is because there is a similarity that those involved all share. What is it? Stay tuned.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it and to begin to develop that relationship through knowing God for who He is.
That is a young man named Jacob, I'm assuming a pastor in the Indonesia area of the world, Asia, Southeast Asia, and talking about how important knowing the Word of God is, because that is how you know God Himself. It's very interesting. If you spend any time talking to people that write biographies, people that have deceased and gone on, they'll talk about how in researching their book, they feel as though they've gotten to know that person intimately. Well, why is that? Because what they've done is they've gone and read all of their letters and their writings and everything that they've done. And over the course of the time of prepping to write that biography, they have become intimately aware of who that person was, what they did, why what they did was important, etc. That's the basis for the biographical sketch. Well, how much more so is the living Word of God a biography of the great story of Jesus Christ, of the God who made us, of the power of His creative force to not only put Earth into place, but to create mankind and to walk us through all of the periods of history? How much more true is it that as we study His Word, His love letters, His encouragements to us, his direct inspiration and word to us in so many different ways, how much more will we get to know the God of the universe if we study what He has to say, just like those biographers get to know their subjects so well? But it's even more than that, because it's a relationship, right? So it's a miraculous, powerful, life-giving experience that we have with the creator of the universe. And that's what the Bible League is about, putting God's word into the hands of those who want to further that relationship, those who want to know God intimately. They want to know what He thinks. They want to know what He has to say about their life. They want to know what His principles for living are. They want to understand why certain things happened in history. Well, you can't just conjure that. You can't pull that down from a cloud of the clear blue sky. You've got to get into the meat of the Word of God. And how can they do that if they don't have their own copy? How can they do that if they don't have access to a copy to read? That's what the Bible League has been about for 80 plus years as of this year, till the whole world knows the name of the theme that they've chosen for this year. Michael Woolworth is again with us in studio. And Michael, I'm always excited to hear pastors talk about connecting the Word of God with knowing God, because we in America, you know, we've got cool churches, man. We've got coffee bars, and we've got hip slides and bumper videos to go into sermons, and we've got cool hip dressing people that look like models out of GQ as they cross the stage, and man, they play the electric guitar as good as anybody that's ever recorded a record. There's lots of fun, cool things about the church in America, but there's also kind of at times a lack of connection between knowing the Word of God, leading to knowing God. And I appreciate in their 80th anniversary, the Bible League kind of standing true to that vision of saying they can't know God unless they know God's word.
Yeah, and thank you, AM 570, the mission listeners. You don't merely tune in, but you respond generously. This is how we've been able to carry out ministry in places like Indonesia. What a difficult place to live out your faith in Jesus Christ. But you are enabling the believers here. Hey, listen, that's a part of the world that I was in recently, and I can assure you the people in the next story that I'm going to share are so appreciative that you would hear their prayers for Bibles, you would pray for them, and that you would invest for kingdom purposes. You know, in this country, what can we do? Once we've paid our bills and tithe, we can save it, spend it, or invest it for kingdom purposes. And what characterizes this audience? You give, and you do so very, very generously. Hey, I'm glad we were able to hear from this man by the name of Jacob. I want to point out two things that he was talking about. Kevin, you've hit this already. He is not talking about Bible League giving people feel-good experiences all over the world.
Right.
Especially when you are called to live out your faith in difficult places like Indonesia. He is talking about meeting the creator of the universe, the lover of your soul. And what does it lead to? It leads to people building disciples all over the world. Now, let me say this, too. If you can imagine 10 Christians right now in a place like Indonesia, 9 of those do not have a Bible, right? Isn't that pretty startling? Most of the, in Asia is like number 2 in terms of Christian growth in the world today. So most of that growth has happened without the prevalence of Bibles. But it's come through people like Jacob, who led a young woman to faith by the name of Esther. Let me tell you about Esther, a former militant, part of a militant Muslim family there in Indonesia. If you know much about Indonesia, it's majority Muslim. The mayor there of the city of Jakarta, went by the title governor, was jailed for 2 years. He's in jail right now as a result of his faith. Okay, now they talk about having a free society there, freedom of religion. I think the fact that he is in jail right now tells a different story. But this man, Jacob.
Well, and the geopolitical shape of that region of the world, because Indonesia borders Malaysia, and those two countries combined make the most densely populated Muslim populations on planet Earth. We think of the Middle East as being where all of the radical extreme adherents are, but it's actually in this part of Southeast Asia where they are the most compact and the most dense in terms of that population.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The impact on the Christians there then is.
Yeah, exactly. Jacob leads this young lady to faith in Christ. What does Esther do with it? Does she put her Bible on the shelf and say, okay, I'll mark that off my bucket list? No, she uses it to make much of Jesus. Kevin, she came through our Project Philip Bible study. We've talked about that many times. What is it? Christianity 101 coupled with the Gospel of John. And how many of us have used the Gospel of John to introduce others to Jesus Christ? So she came through that program, was in a good place to begin her spiritual walk with Jesus, but she was yearning to be trained to share Christ where God had her planted, and she would do that. Let me share this story she led a woman by the name of Ada to faith in Christ. Who was Ada? She, too, was from a Muslim family, went off to the university there in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, would come to place her faith in Jesus Christ when she was challenged by this woman by the name of Esther, right? Her worldview collapsed. She embraced Jesus. I can tell you her family told her, when they found out about her newfound faith, don't come home. In fact, we want to see you harmed. Isn't that awful? Mm. When your family shuns you because of your faith, but that really is the norm in a place like Indonesia. Let me say this. I saw these two women when I was in Asia not too long ago, and I said to Ada, I said, how do you live when your family has shunned you? And she said, you know what? Now that I have Jesus, I have everything. So if I lose anything or everything, and she was really speaking in code here, right? I still have it all because I have Jesus.
Hmm.
And I turned to Esther and I said, Esther, how can we pray for you as you live out your faith here in Indonesia? She said, Michael, it is not up to me whether I live or die. That's up to God. It's up to me to obey. Those Bibles you're praying for, the Bibles that these 100 new converts are craving, they are on their way.
Someone else cares about this, too, because they've stepped forward and they've said, hey, Kev, for the next 10 minutes, every Bible that you and the listeners will put forward, I will match generously 1-to-1. Mm. So, friends, if we had 20 of you go right now and give $150, that's a one-time gift. It would provide 30 Bibles. That's going to turn into 60 Bibles. If we had 10 of you do that right now, That would be 600 Bibles that we could get to the people just like Ada and Esther that are needing them. 2,400 Bibles is the goal. Doesn't happen without your help. Please call now. If you can't do 150 one time, would you consider doing $25 a month for 12 months? That's going to allow you to send 60 Bibles just in your name. $25 a month for 12 months, 60 Bibles. Or $50 a month for 6 months. Could you do that? Same idea. 844-YES-WORD. 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 Please don't put this off. This limited time match runs out soon. Don't let this get pushed down on your list. Do it right now. 844-YES-WORD. 844-YES-WORD.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every single week we promise you that one of New York's most important attorneys, Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Law Firm, will answer one of your important questions as it relates to estate care and elder law right here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And sure enough, we have another question for you, Mr. Connors. Cheryl writes, how often should you update your will? My mom's will is about 30 years old, and it was done when her children were first born. Mike, what's Cheryl's answer?
Well, at this point, Cheryl's mother probably should update her will. Number one, assuming the children were first born, they were not named executors of the will. And one of the most important parts about a will is who do you name as the executor, the person who wraps up your legal, financial, business matters after you're gone. And 90-95% of the time, you'd want one of your children. But obviously, she did it when the kids were first born. They were not old enough to be executors. So that's one. As a general rule, some people say, and I don't disagree with this, about every 10 years. But just because you look at your will every 10 years doesn't mean it has to be updated every 10 years. But you should look at who the executor is. Sometimes tax ramifications come in. You know, sometimes when you did your will, you were young, you didn't have much in assets. A few years later, maybe you have, you know, substantial assets. We need to do some tax planning that you didn't need to do when you were 20 years younger. So, but the rough rule of thumb is every 10 years, and that is a very rough rule of thumb, but it applies.
Well, Cheryl, I hope it's helpful. And anyone else who had the same question, I hope you found that beneficial. And there's lots more where that came from. You can send your questions to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call the office at 718-238-6500. Maybe you need to update your will. 718-238-6500. And make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570. The Mission, and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. One of the number one challenges that the church faces today is growth. God created the church to grow, not to flounder and to stagnate, but getting more people through the doors is a real challenge. Last fall, AM 570 The Mission had over 300 pastors and church leaders gather together for a special seminar specifically about growth within the church. This year, we're going even deeper and once again inviting pastors and church leaders to join us on October the 16th at Calvary Baptist Church, New York City, for a special evening summit of Collaborate, Church Growth Reimagined. Hear from dynamic leaders, including keynote speaker, Dr. David Ireland of Christ Church, and Frank Santora of Faith Church. I'll be moderating a special pastor's panel featuring Drew Hyen of Hope Church, Roderick Caesar III of Bethel Gospel Tabernacle, and Steve Malazzo of Bethlehem Assembly of God. $15 tickets are available at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Join us. Don't miss this important event.
Sight and Sound Theaters invite you to experience a special event coming to movie theaters for 3 days only.
Moses, deliver my people out of bondage and into the land of promise.
An epic Bible story adventure for the whole family. Prepare for a journey out of Egypt on a quest to reach the promised land in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Let my people go!
Moses, in movie theaters for 3 days only, September 13th, 15th, and 20th. For a theater location near you, go to MosesEvent.com.
Another Salem Business Breakfast is happening on Thursday, October the 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Join us for an amazing breakfast and learn how to build great business relationships during our panel discussion with Steve Adubato of PBS, featuring Mitch Modell of Modell Sporting Goods and Joan Herman of Host of Conversations with Joan. And our sister stations, Joe Piscopo and the morning team, AM 970, will be broadcasting live 6 to 10 from the college. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast now, October the 11th at am570themission.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want you to take a listen to a soundbite from a fellow by the name of Jeremiah. He's being interpreted here. He's from Tanzania. Tanzania has its own unique oppressions of the gospel and the things that people there are reasons why they can't get a hold of the Bible. But listen to what Jeremiah has to say.
I've been in the ministry for the last 5 years in Tanzania. It has not been very easy because as a pastor, I was the only one who had the Bible. And then somebody introduced us in the Bible League. And we received the study portions from the Bible League. And we were trained on how to begin a small group and divide our people into small group Bible study. We were so much excited by receiving very good discipleship study Bible. And then eventually our people begin to invite their friends, invite their neighbors to the Bible study, and so therefore these groups grew. After the program, we realized that there is a lot of transformation in the lives of our people.
The transformation of the lives of the people. Michael Woolworth of Bible League is back in studio with us. And Michael, Tanzania is an interesting place. There's a lot of natural beauty. Nature is very predominant there. The Serengeti, the Mount Kilimanjaro, it's all in the same nation. But there's also some real darkness there, some real spiritual darkness. And I know that you're familiar quite closely with a fellow by the name of Barak. Introduce us to who he is.
Yeah. Hey, and let me say this, Kevin. That sound cut really exemplifies what Bible League does, okay? We don't just go into a village and willy-nilly give out a Bible, right? What's this pastor saying? There's training. This is why the continent of Africa is where Christianity is growing fastest in the world. There's no place where it's growing faster than the continent of Africa, and that's how it's happening. So some of these stories, Kevin, very delightful to share. Others are very, very difficult. Let me tell you the story of Barak. He is a young boy, about 12 years of age, lives in Tanzania, Africa, is an albino. You know, when somebody suffers from albinism, there's a lack of pigmentation in their skin, their eyes, their hair. And that's the story of Barak. And in a place like Tanzania, where people are steeped in superstitions and witchcraft is very, very prevalent, a person like Barak is ostracized. He is poked fun of. He's even tracked down and harmed. Let me tell you what I mean by that. It is a big deal if a witch doctor can score a limb or even a corpse of somebody who's an albino. Why? Because in that culture, the belief is that that person is bad luck. They are evil. They are bringing ghosts and things into your presence. And so this is a big deal to people that practice sorcery and black magic, these sorts of things. I know we've got young ears listening, so let me just say this. A group of people chopped off his left arm, the fingers on his right hand. They took his teeth. They took his tongue. but they did not take his joy. Why? Hmm. Well, he's a believer. His mother is a devout Christian. In fact, she's part of the congregation of the pastor we just heard from. Father's not in the picture. Why? He couldn't deal with the boy's albinism, so he left many years ago. But the mother has been able to forgive the people that brought this horrible harm to her son, Barack. In fact, Kevin, would you know that there's been 100 people that have come to place their faith in Jesus Christ because they see in this woman the gift of forgiveness that's rooted only in what? The hope of the gospel. Two of the people that are new believers as a result of her demonstrable faith, right? The ability to forgive, the desire to share Jesus with the nations. Two of those are witch doctors who at one time tried to harm this boy, Barack, but now they love him and they love Jesus Christ. But I can tell you, Tanzania is very, very remote. Some of the people that we've encountered have never looked at the face of a clock. Hmm. They've never answered a cell phone. There's not a bookstore. There's no drone going to drop a box of Bibles in their village, all right? But you know what? There's people like this pastor we just heard from. There's people like this woman, Barack's mother, a woman by the name of Mary, who's been able to forgive these attackers. Why? Because of the hope of the gospel.
I'm thinking, Michael, as you were talking about Barack's mom, and I'm sitting there with imagining the rage that would be coursing through my veins if it was my own child, my own son, and my helplessness in not being able to do anything about it, and yet her willingness to forgive them and to win them for the cause of Christ is such an example of what we as the church are called to do. And now she has all these young Christians, and she needs to get them discipled and to make sure that they understand who Jesus is. They need growth. It's not enough to have the baby. You got to feed the baby and help nurture the baby and help the baby grow. And that's what the Bible does.
That's what the Bible does, right? I mean, how many of us could look at somebody in our lives along the way that invested in our spiritual walk? Maybe it was a Sunday school teacher, maybe a parent, a pastor, somebody, to the point where you can say, I'm where I'm at today, walking with Christ, maturing as a believer because of that investment in my life. You know, this is an opportunity right now to make an investment in the lives of believers. They're half a world away. There's no doubt about that, right? You're probably not going to meet them this side of eternity. But, Kevin, is it not reasonable that in eternity to come, that these believers will find you in heaven and say, you know what, I know. It was a, you know, you listened to Michael and Kevin McCullough. It was a, you know, it was a weekday, whatever. It wasn't a big deal to you. But you know what? I was on the receiving end of that Bible. Yeah. And I was enabled to live out my faith. And I'm who I am today because you chose to get involved and become a Bible sender.
And the miracle about this is that after 80 years of doing this, the Bible League can attest that on average, every Bible that goes in leads 12 more people to Christ. So not only are you delivering a Bible to a Christian who needs one, you're seeing more people come to faith because you do it. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Please be as generous as you can right now. And right now, for the next 10 minutes, every Bible you give is going to be matched by a special friend of WMCA and Bible League. So let's do that now. Let's see how many Bibles we can put forward right now. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Win a 1 ounce gold piece from Landmark Capital. It's the beautiful 1915 St. Gaudens coin, minted the same year that the Panama Canal was built. Contest runs September 10th through December 9th. Every entry will receive a 2018 survival kit at no cost to them. One online entry will be chosen at random on December 9th and will be announced on my show December 10th. So see complete contest rules at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com.
Are you intimidated by the world of investing? I'm Pastor David Mitchell, founder of Tradeway. We're here to help you break down the confusing world of finance so that you can understand it. Tradeway isn't your typical Wall Street investment advisory firm. We keep it fun, simple, and personal from day one. We offer our students a powerful education on how to trade in the U.S. stock and options market, coupled with sound investment advice, and all from our family business. We're here to help you reach your biggest goals through taking small steps. And that first step is attending our next two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey. Join us and bring your family.
Coming to Nyack College, 2 Washington Street in New York City, September 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So grateful to have you here. And friends, those of you picking up the phone and making a gift and calling and helping us take advantage of this matching challenge, it's really, really so encouraging. There are believers right now in places like Jordan and Lebanon and other places in the Mideast that are going to have Bibles, and they're going to be able to have a vibrant walk with Christ, even in the midst of harsh Muslim persecution. There's places on the African continent where poverty is so great, the idea of even seeing a store where a Bible would be sold is just so beyond the average dream. And yet, the Bible League can get a van in there and can get Bibles to the people that need them. Same thing in the outer regions of China, where the government just this last week announced it's going to get even more aggressive in hunting down and persecuting Christians. Those Christians are just asking for the Bibles all the more. It is just an amazing thing to see the hunger for God's word in these places all over the globe. And the fact that the Bible League has been there for 80 years and is doing this. Now, I was reminded that some of you would like to take advantage of this matching gift challenge that we have this hour. But you don't have like $300 lump sum in your pocket right now. Well, if you break that up, $25 a month over the next 12 months, you'll still be giving $300. If you do that this hour, we'll get that matched. So you give now, you can still multiply your gift, even if you need to do it over a period of time. So please make the call, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Don't let whatever these little common things that pop up into your mind and say, well, I could do it later. No, don't let those things take root. Pay attention to what God is speaking to you now so that you can help the people that are asking for the help now. That's really the goal of what we're dealing with here. Michael Woolworth is with us. He is the broadcast director for the Bible League. And speaking of the Middle East, Michael, some thoughts after we hear from Mr. Ahmed right here.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
So in the Middle East, the being prepared to walk with them is kind of key to the discipleship issue across the country, across the globe. But in the Middle East, it runs a greater risk. This is a very sensitive region. Muslim-dominant countries don't like Bibles coming in, and yet the need there is as great as it's ever been.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, I'm thankful that Tracy of Elmsford, Miguel of Brooklyn, Kimberly of New York City, and many others getting involved and becoming Bible senders today. We're focused right now on the Middle East as part of our campaign, Till the Whole World Knows. Yeah, we minister in places like Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, places in the news all the time, Kevin. And I won't identify the city where this next story takes us, but I can tell you it's in the country of Jordan, where 95% of those here follow Islam. Nearly all of those are Sunni Muslims. If you're a king, you've got to be a Muslim right now. The current king, Abdullah II, claims to be a direct descendant of Muhammad the prophet. If you're here, you're sort of doing business, living life alongside a lot of the terrorist cells that are harbored here: ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, many others. Let me tell you the story real quick of a woman by the name of Ruba. Ruba was raised in a strict Muslim home, father an imam. She would read the Quran daily, do her prayers, never understood the need for a savior, okay? Never knew about Jesus, never knew about a gospel presentation. She became a party girl in her 20s, an internet sensation. She would trash Islam and she would embrace Western culture, dress provocatively. And when her father found out, he beat her, broke her jaw, fractured her eye socket. When she was in the hospital, Kevin, a winsome, quiet Christian introduced her to Jesus Christ, invited her to a Bible study. I can tell you that when her father found out about her newfound faith, he beat her again, disowned her. And I can tell you, this woman, Ruba, refuses to keep quiet about Jesus. She's led about 50 people, all former Muslims, to faith in Christ. Some of those were violent. They espoused that holy jihad is perfectly acceptable, to harm people, to kill people in the name of Allah, in the name of religion. But she now embraces the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Kevin, she is a marked person. Her family knows who she is. They know that she is a follower of Jesus Christ. She came through our Project Philip Bible study, and because the gospel has gripped her heart, she's led 50 other people to faith in Jesus. I cannot count on both hands, Kevin, the number of people I've led to Christ, okay? I'm sorry, I can, okay? My wife included. I'm grateful for that. But here is a woman, new in her faith, and yet can't keep quiet about Jesus in Jordan in the Middle East. How many stories are you going to see on the front page of your morning paper? You're going to tune into your cable affiliate and hear Muslims are coming to faith in unprecedented numbers in places like the Middle East. You're not going to hear that there. You're going to hear it on Kevin McCullough Radio. That's why I'm grateful for this time. But I can tell you more than anything, this woman is not praying for an end to the shunning. Again, her family wants nothing to do with her. Not praying for an end to the persecution. She's praying for the Bible in Arabic for these new believers, and you can send it today.
And she's got 50 converts that need Bibles right now. Friends, you could solve that dilemma for a gift of $250. $5 per Bible, and that's going to turn into 100 Bibles because of this matching challenge. Please call right now. 844-YES-WORD. 844-YES-WORD.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort. Intensity. Heart.
Touchdown.
Count on us to give it all we've got right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors on New York's home for Army football, AM 570 WMCA.
All right, Calvin McCullough, picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Tired of hearing how bad things are and how no one seems to care? Be the light at the end of the tunnel. So many people need a helping hand, and you could make a difference. Volunteer on Samaritan's Suicide Prevention Hotline. Help others while you help yourself. Call 1-877-SUICIDE and see if you've got what it takes to become a Samaritan's volunteer. That's 1-877-SUICIDE. Or go to SamaritansNYC.org. Be a friend for life.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Recently, some longtime listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio told us about how they had a certain budget for an engagement ring. They stopped at multiple jewelers and saw what their money could buy. Then they visited Lord's Diamonds, and with the same budget, they were able to purchase a better quality diamond in a more beautiful setting that they helped design. They could not stop raving about both the ring and how happy they were that they went to Lord's Diamonds. The place for engagement rings is Lord's Diamonds. I've been telling you that for years. That's why I urge you, my friends, family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and our good friend Anu. She's honest, has integrity, good Christian values. I've purchased pieces from Lord's Diamonds, and I urge you to visit them as well. An engagement ring can become a family heirloom, so don't settle. Get a ring you'll love for a lifetime and beyond. Mention Kevin McCullough Radio for up to $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. Majors include business, leadership, social work, Bible and ministry, counseling, and education. Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. There's still openings for the fall semester. To register, go to NIAC.edu or call 877-626-2236, 877-626-2236, or go to NIAC.edu.
Join Invite Health at our grand opening at the Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack, New York on Saturday, September 22nd. Invite Health provides top-quality non-GMO vitamins and nutritional supplements and naturopathic doctors for free nutritional consultations. Meet me, Jerry Hickey, at our grand opening at the Palisades Mall on September 22nd for a free nutritional consultation and an in-store buy one, get one free sale. For more information, give us a call at 800-643-7810. That's 800-643-7810. Or go to invitehealth.com/Palisades.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Get some explanation on what we're listening to there. Till the whole world knows is the words that they're singing right there. Michael Woolworth of Bible League. That is the theme that that Bible League is putting forward this year. Till the whole world knows, celebrating 80 years of giving God's word.
Yeah, Kevin, great to be with you today. Hey, isn't that stirring? What is this? Well, it's a group of Filipino Christians who did not speak English, but they learned English so that a group of us a few years ago traveling to that part of the world could hear them sing Till the Whole World Knows. And God is doing amazing things where these believers reside in the Philippines. And Kevin, you're right. This is 80 years for Bible League, millions reached, millions trained, many churches planted all over the world. I'd share numbers, but your eyes would gloss over. But let me say this. Our founders, 80 years ago, always envisioned groups of caring people like your listeners that will get involved, not merely hear a good story and say, boy, that really hits the heart. They don't confuse good intention with action. They say, you know what, I've got to get involved and do something. That's why we've been able to, as a ministry, for 80 years, to be able to reach out all over the globe, including Asia and Africa, Middle East, Latin America. We've been talking about Europe in places. That's why we've been able to do this, Kevin. Your listeners have been with us, not for 80 years, but for many of those 80 years, and over the years have sent literally thousands and thousands of Bibles to waiting Christians in this case, in places like the Philippines.
We're so glad that those of you that have already given Bibles this year have done so, and we've already delivered hundreds of Bibles. Our goal is 2,400 Bibles. That seems like a lot. And yet, friend, when you understand that they are $5 a piece and that when you do that, they are going to be delivered in really highly sought-after materials that are durable and they will withstand a lot of wear and tear. We have a copy of one here. What language is this one in, Michael?
That is Mandarin.
This is
Chinese.
The Mandarin Bible. And
most spoken language in the world.
If
right
you were
there.
To hold it, it would feel like a very expensive Bible from your local Bible shop or bookstore. But the cover is a durable kind of plastic blend. I'm going to guess that this is a rubber of some sort. Mm-hmm. And then this paper, I've always been impressed with the paper that the Bible League uses because it's a very sturdy form of paper. And so this is a substitute. Probably 6 by maybe 8 inches in diameter. And this is the kind of Bible that they deliver to Chinese believers that are being persecuted actually right now. And that's another story of the Bible League. There's a lot of persecution that these Bibles have gone in under the curtain of in different places. And yet God's been faithful to get them. Michael, I want to get into this story about Betty. Because we heard that chorus, that choir that was singing Till the Whole World Knows. It's a hymn that kind of goes along with the theme. But those were a group of Christians from the Philippines singing. But tell us about this woman, Betty.
Yeah, it's a beautiful hymn. I remember singing that as a kid at missions conferences, Till the Whole World Knows, a hymn writer by the name of Ackley. Let me tell you about Betty. She's one of the women that's a part of that chorus you just heard. Here's Betty's story from only a few years back. Was a prostitute in Manila, the Philippines. If you know much about Manila, you know it's infamous for drug trafficking, sex trafficking. The president, Duterte, has implemented martial law to try to stem the tide of ISIS in the Mindanao region of that island nation in Southeast Asia. So it's a difficult place to live and move and have your being. But Betty, just a few years ago, was rescued from the sex trafficking ring. Kevin, very difficult story to tell. She had two abortions. She had two children with men she did not know. But some Christians befriended her, invited her to a Bible-based literacy program. And Kevin, that's one of the ways we've refined ministry over the years, is you're engaging people with the Bible and you find out they can't read or write. You've got a whole different challenge on your hands. So
Absolutely.
We developed a Bible-based literacy program that teaches people to read and write in many languages all over the globe. In this case, we were teaching English as a second language, and Betty was invited to this, and she wanted a new perspective on life, so she accepted that invitation. And as she was learning to read and write in English, she knew a little bit of Filipino, of course, she was not only becoming literate in reading and writing, but what? Being introduced to Jesus, the great lover of her soul. She was becoming spiritually literate. And I can tell you, long story short, Betty would come to place her faith in Jesus Christ. Now, she lived right near this infamous trash heap. Anybody that knows about ministry in Manila knows about this infinite mountain, this infamous mountain of trash. People live in this thing. Kids scurry through it. You know, they find hypodermic needles. They found corpses. It is a place of utter hopelessness, Kevin. Mm. But Betty noticed kids, she noticed families, and she developed a heart to say, you know what, I want to give them the gift of literacy, a brighter future. And I can tell you that she would meet with kids week after week after week and painstakingly teach them to read and write, I can tell you that those kids would go home when they heard about Jesus for the very first time and talk to their families about Jesus Christ. I can tell you that she's led about 100 families, not people, Kevin, 100 families to faith in Jesus Christ. When I share Betty's story, I love to quote Ecclesiastes 3:11. What does that say? God makes everything beautiful in its time. We want to be able to tell Betty, those Bibles you're needing, the Bibles you're craving for these new converts, they're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming.
They're $5 each, friends. And right now, so think about this, 150 families, you said?
100 families. Waiting for a Bible.
Probably 3 to 4 people each. So you're talking about maybe 400 people that you're going to reach. If you give a Bible right now, friends, you're going to help make Betty's dream come true in terms of being able to give the life-giving truth of the gospel in written form to the people that she is discipling, that she is influencing, that she is leading to Christ, that she is praying over, that she is weeping for. She is pouring out her life, and she needs a tool. I want you to think about this. She's pouring out her life, and she needs a tool. She needs the gospel in written form to help perfect that work that God is doing in her and he's doing in them. She can't afford them. She can't get a hold of them, but we can. Would you call 844-YES-WORD, 844-YESWORD, and help her reach those families with the truth of God's word in their own language, in their hands right now? 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YESWORD. You can give online at am570themission.com as well. Just click the Bible League banner. But don't delay, because if you give in the next 10 minutes, that very special matching challenge is going to kick in, and that means double the amount of Bibles will go. But you have to call now. 844-YES-WORD. That's 844-YESWORD. Don't delay. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are still low. So talk to Mike and Brian about how you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take out cash for home improvements, or save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you'll be treated and how simple they make this very complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in your low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
A special 25th anniversary performance of Savior, a Modern Oratorio, will take place at Carnegie Hall on October 1st at 7 p.m. Brought to you by True North Presents. Savior is a beautiful modern masterwork, fusing classical patterns with contemporary forms and featuring some of Christian music's finest voices, including the legendary Larnell Harris, worship leader Travis Cottrell, Annie Dupree of the Annie Moses Band, Gaither Vocal Band singer Wes Hampton, and Scott Lawrence from Veritas, along with a 200-voice choir and orchestra directed by David Hamilton. Tickets range from $15 to $45. For tickets, go to carnegiehall.org. And for a 10% discount on tickets, use code SAV29512. That's SAV29512. Savior at Carnegie Hall, October 1st. Brought to you by True North Presents.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
We'll be right back.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes, and Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. I'm very excited. I want to say thank you to everybody that has been calling and that is calling to whether you're giving a $25 a month gift for 12 months, that's a $300 gift. Or whether you're taking advantage of this match and saying, hey, I'm going to give $1,000 and have all those Bibles be matched, or whether you're, you know, not capable of doing that, but you give $50 out of your pocket because you really understand the value of Scripture, and giving 10 copies to any one of the regions of the world that we've been talking about today, they're just going to impact a lot of people. The Bible League has this number that they have been able to kind of amortize over the time that they've been in ministry, some 80 years. And this is a real number. It's not an exaggeration, and it's not a lowball. It's as close to the actual number as they really believe that they can honestly and with a lot of integrity represent. But 12 people per copy of Scripture that goes out, coming to faith in Jesus over the course of their 80 years. Friends, that's just an amazing, that's a mind-blowing number. And you had a participation in some of that because you gave Bibles in past years, because you brought the Word of God to them through these very partnerships that we have been doing for so long. You played a role in that. So good on you, and thank you. And to know that we are pressing towards this goal of 2,400 Bibles this year is a great thing. But real quickly, Michael, because we only have a minute left, tell me about this pastor and what happened in his church in Africa.
Nipo is an evangelical pastor. He's in Burundi, Africa. It's a part of the world that I visited earlier this year. He's preaching away one Sunday in his shanty church, Kevin, about 200 people, many of those brand-new converts from Islam. All of a sudden, as he's preaching through Ephesians, the door opens. Who is it? It's a group of 20 militant Muslims. They storm for the pulpit. They drag him out the front door. His family sees this, wife, kids, a lot of these new converts, and they beat him unconscious for one reason. Why? He's been quietly and faithfully sharing Jesus with militant Muslims in this small village in Burundi, Africa. He's not been single out for what he believes, but how he lives out his faith. Kevin, he's praying for Bibles for these new believers.
He's got 200 members of his church. He could use 200 Bibles today. And he's not asking for the government to make his persecution less. He is asking for copies of God's word. What an amazing testimony, friend, and preaching a sermon to me as I'm hearing it. Anyway, 844-YES-WORD. Make the call right now. If you would like to, by the way, supply those Bibles for Nepo's church, 200 times 5, that's what it costs, $1,000. You could supply all the Bibles for that church right now if you could do a $1,000 gift. If three people came forward and did the $25 a month gift, we'd almost be there. That's a $900 gift. But anyway, call right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD.